whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your troubles, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart and tune up and start to whistle while you wait.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break, a show that is specializing in letting our listeners know about local businesses that have a lot to offer. And today, that business is Feet First. I'm your host, Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Ken Richmond, the co-owner of the company. Welcome, Ken.
Well, thank you, Mike. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And Jason Libby, the manager of the store. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. We're going to find out everything we want to know about Feet First. And I guess the title kind of says the whole thing, right, Ken? How long has it been that your title?
Well, Feet First was started in the spring of 1975. So we're actually going 40 plus years with the title Feet First.
So started by your grandfather?
No. I'm sad to say it was started by myself and my brother.
Wow.
And the two of us has been established as Feet First for over 40 years now.
You look pretty good. You don't even look 40, so there you go.
Well, thank you, Mike.
There you go. See, I had to say that, you know, host and client type of thing.
I appreciate the compliment.
Jason, how long have you been with Feet First as a manager?
13 and a half years.
13 and a half years, and he only looks 20, so there you go. So you both look pretty good. Yeah. And you came to Feet First without kidding. Did you come out of college and go to Feet First? Was it or were you around doing other things before that?
I was around doing other things before, okay. Stopped in, and I've stayed since then. These guys are a good company to work for.
Excellent. All right. So Feet First, first off, is located where?
Well, there's two locations. The first location we've been in since 1978, which is in Wakefield at 153 Old Tower Hill Road, right across from McDonald's, right off the highway, Route 1. Very easy to get to. And the East Greenwich store we opened in 1986. So it's been going on 29 plus years that we've been located in East Greenwich.
Excellent. And what's the address there?
5600 Post Road, which is the East Greenwich Marketplace, which if people are familiar with the area will know Benny's is there.
There you go. All right. So shop at Benny's and then go over and...
Absolutely. Or go to Sienna and have a fine meal and then come in and get a comfortable pair of shoes.
Well, it works all kinds of ways. Speaking of getting fine shoes, lots of people shop for shoes in different places. There's all kinds of department stores that carry shoes. There's discount places, and I know Feet First has a reputation for quality. And what would you say, Jason, if you had to explain to someone that was just coming into the store for the first time, why would they be better off buying shoes from you?
Part of it, I think, is our professional staff. We're that old-fashioned sit-and-fit store, you know, where we actually take the time to measure our customers' feet, pay attention to their needs, find out if they have any foot ailments and problems, and try to address those with the appropriate footwear.
Wow. Sit and fit. I like that. Sit and fit. So for those people that haven't done that for a while, I mean, that's the way it always was when I was a kid. I mean, you didn't do anything else except go to a shoe store and have your foot measured every time you needed new shoes. And do you find that your clients are most any particular age, Ken? Are they...
No, but the interesting thing about a lot of people that come into the store, the first time they come in when we measure their feet, most of them find out that they've actually been wearing the wrong size shoes for most of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your feet do change as you age, and you really should have your feet measured periodically. As you age, people's weight change. Their arches sometimes drop because of their body weight, and... sometimes their gait changes. Some people need a little help in regards to having an orthotic device put in the shoe, and that's something we can accommodate people for. And the big surprise for a lot of people is, oh, I didn't realize I was a size 11. I've always worn a size 10.
Yeah.
No wonder my feet are hurting me, you know.
Right.
But the majority of people, I think the American Podiatric Association did a study years ago and found that something like 75% of people were wearing the wrong size shoe.
Well, I think that's an obvious reason to go and have your foot checked out, because there can be nothing more irritating than having uncomfortable feet. I'm sure there are some things more irritating, but that's certainly one of them. Let's talk a little bit about the size of the store. You're only in the Wakefield store, right, Jason?
No, I actually manage both stores.
Oh, you manage both stores. Okay. How many employees are involved in the company for that?
I would say about 9 right now.
Okay, so there's 9 people out there that are capable and talented and letting you know what needs to be done for your feet. Now, you mentioned the word arches. I've never thought of my arch having anything to do with buying a pair of shoes. I should be thinking that?
Well, there's actually several arches in your foot. There's a longitudinal arch, which is the arch most people think of, but there's also metatarsal arches, which are the arches behind your phalanges, behind your toes. And without proper support, you can experience discomfort. You know? Also, we see a lot of people that come in with plantar fasciitis, which is a tearing of the plantar fasciata from the bone, the heel bone, which causes severe pain.
Which show we're experiencing with Peyton Manning right now.
That's correct.
For the football fans, I know that.
That's exactly what's happening with him. And quite often, having the correct orthotic in a shoe to support the arch will help to remedy that. Also, the type of footwear you're wearing can make a big difference. We find people with plantar fasciitis is a fairly common occurrence in the store. And Jay can tell you more about what we do to deal with that.
How does that work when someone has that problem?
Well, generally, we start by making sure that they're wearing the appropriate size or properly fitted footwear. And then we'll go through a little bit to find out their range of motion of their feet, to find out what type of orthotic will best accommodate their needs. You know, the more rigid the foot, the less rigid device we want to put underneath their foot, because that'll cause them a little bit discomfort. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's just matching up the appropriate footwear that will work with that device and not be counterproductive. Also, we have a few doctors that we work with closely in the area that refer their patients to us to work with that. So we have a little bit of leeway as to what we do with their patients.
So a doctor might send someone to you for the correct footwear, and then you handle everything from there, or they have to go somewhere after that?
Pretty much we can take care of everything in store.
So they just get measured and get fixed up, and then shoes. Will these products take time to develop, or are they pretty much in stock?
Most of the stuff that we carry is over the counter. If it gets to where it's a custom device, we would refer them to a professional that would take care of that for them.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right. So there you go. So lots of things there. The kind of footwear that is normally people are wearing today, whether it's boots or it's for the ladies' high heels or things like that, do you carry the whole gamut? Is there everything in your store?
Well, actually, what we tend to specialize in is comfort footwear. So we do carry some higher heels for dress, but they're generally not the high fashion type of high heel you would, you know, think of when you think mm-hmm. of a woman wearing stilettos, for instance.
Right, right.
That's not something we get involved in. Most of what we get involved in is comfort footwear. We carry a lot of European footwear and a lot of domestic footwear that just has better cushioning, better support. Mm-hmm. And we find that properly fitted footwear, the biggest thing is having it properly fitted.
Now, comfort footwear doesn't mean that it's ugly, right? I mean, there are lots of opportunities for, like, men's dress shoes to still be comfortable.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, they don't have to be ugly to be comfortable.
There you go. All right. So that's a good thing, that we don't want them to be ugly to be comfortable. What kind of brands are we talking about, Jay?
We have great brands like Echo, Dansko, Nayot, Aravon, Cobb Hill, Dunham, Merrill, Keenan, Wolverine, New Balance, Brooks, Ugg and Hunter.
Now, do you find that people follow those brands? In other words, they try a brand and they find they like it and they come back and get another one, you know, or buy two or three at a time?
Well, certainly.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're always looking for the next best product as well to put on their feet. So we just don't stay with what's been working. We're always looking to move forward and bring in the next thing that'll work for them.
Okay, and whose job is that? Who's out there buying and looking for these things? Is that something you do, Ken? Or?
Well, Jay often comes with us. We go to buying groups. Yes, we go to shows, and we actually have a lot of salesmen that actually come to us because we've been so established for so long that they tend to seek us out to show us new lines. And we're always on the lookout for what would be a good match for our consumer base. Since we've been in business as long as we have a pretty good idea who our consumer is and what they're looking for. And mostly what we're after are shoes that we know will fit. You'd be amazed at how much product out there is actually based on design rather than function. Uh-huh. We try to look for things that are based more on function than design, but have good design, if you follow what I mean.
Absolutely, yeah. So the ideal thing is comfort. That's number one. And then some design too.
Well, I'd say the number one thing actually is quality, and the number two thing would be comfort.
All right.
We always insist that what we sell is good quality because we like to stand behind everything we sell. Mm-hmm. If somebody buys something and it doesn't work out for them, generally we're rather lenient in resolving it for them. We like to keep our customers happy.
Now this isn't it's not a discount like the old discounters at Ann and Hope would carry a whole pile of shoes, and I use them because they don't do that anymore, so I use that name. But your quality is not as inexpensive, shall we say, as like the old discount stores.
Well, we don't try to compete with stores like Payless and DSW, stores like that that are mm-hmm. based just on trying to do volume, and mostly what they sell is just design as opposed to quality comfort. We pride ourselves on carrying quality products.
All right, and those quality products will last a long, long time.
Yes, they do.
And so that's kind of good news and bad news as a business person. I mean, if you're selling somebody something that's going to last for 3 years versus somebody that will sell something for 3 months, you don't get the person back as often.
No, we get the family back. We have people that used to shop with us they brought their children in to shop with us, and now their children's children are shopping with us.
There you go.
So we're basically on the third generation of our consumers.
Third generation. Wow, you must look around the store and feel a little aged sometimes.
Yes, I do. And sometimes people come into the store and they'll see me in the store and they'll come over and they'll say, oh, you're still here. So were you expecting me to go somewhere?
Oh, there you go. No. Well, Ken will still be here after we take this short break, and Jason will also be back, and we'll talk a few minutes more about all the things that can happen at Feet First, located in both East Greenwich and Wakefield. We'll take this break and be back with more. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the representatives of Feet First. Ken Richmond, the co-owner, is here, and Jason Libby, the manager of both the Wakefield store and the East Greenwich store. And we've been talking about various brands and things. We got a little bit into the medical part of it in the first segment there. We talked about some of the ailments that people have and how they can help fix or treat those ailments with maybe a doctor's approval. But right now, I want to get into this time of year. It's the most wonderful time of year. And it's one of those things where people think of snow and they think of winter, and they probably think of winter boots and things like that.
Well, we do have a large variety of winter boots. We carry them from Sorel and Boggs and Kamek. We also have hunter boots, which you can buy an additional liner for the boot and then turn it into a winter boot. So it's a more versatile approach to the winter footwear.
And Jason, what's the technical term for boot liners?
Boot liners.
Boot liners. That's it, right?
That's it. That's correct.
All right. There you go. Now, there's another brand that you happen to be running a sale on right now, Jason, right?
Yeah, that's our UGG brand. We have select styles that are anywhere between 20 and 50% off right now.
UGG, U-G-G, is that how you spell
that
it?
That is correct.
UGG Australia.
UGG Australia. Yeah, are they only made in Australia?
No, they're made elsewhere, but they're made from Australian sheepskin, so they're lined with warm wool fleece.
Now, earlier in the first segment, we talked about the foot ailment that's holding Peyton Manning back from playing, And well, keeping in the football vein, that leads us to Tom Brady.
Yes.
Who does represent UGG, right?
I believe he has in the past. I'm not sure. Is he still doing it, JD?
I believe so, yeah.
He's still representing them,
I'm sure he comes into your store all the time.
And usually Giselle comes in shopping.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah. So a very popular and well-known brand. It's sold worldwide, but made from Australian sheepskin.
Yes.
And do we know if that's is that a good thing?
It'll keep your feet warm.
Keep your feet warm. Yeah. That's the whole purpose of a winter boot, I guess, right?
Yes, it is.
And how long will that sale be going on? Through Christmas?
Yes.
All right. So people can stop in the store and pick up some Christmas items. And while we were off air, I found out that you carry many, many, many things other than just shoes. But you have things like socks and...
We carry quite a variety of socks. I think we probably have about 6 different brands. We carry a lot of mostly natural fibers. We carry a lot of merino wool socks. And we even have darn tough socks, which are guaranteed for life.
Guaranteed for life.
Guaranteed for life. Yep.
So you buy a
and
pair of
made,
socks.
And they're made in Vermont, I believe.
Yes, they are.
Domestic. Made in Vermont, mm-hmm. So buy American.
And we also have another line called Farm to Feet, which is a...
It's 100% domesticated product, which means the merino wool is farmed here in the U.S. It's made. The socks are made here in North Carolina. The packaging in which they're packaged is all domestic.
So it intrigued me with the guaranteed for life thing. I'm old. I've had stuff a long time. So if I had bought a pair of these 20 years ago, I could go back and get a new pair.
Absolutely. Yep.
Wow. Yep.
They're darn tough, as the name implies.
They're darn tough.
But they're merino wool, so they are comfortable. And the advantage of merino wool is it wicks perspiration away from your foot. It doesn't hold it against your foot, so your feet stay drier. And if your feet are drier in the winter, they're warmer. So
As cooler in the summer.
Yeah.
So if you buy yourself 7 pairs of socks.
One for each day.
Yeah. And you're set for life.
I guess you would be, yeah.
You just got to go back to the store every week, right? You don't even have to wash them. Okay, so we have socks. You also mentioned handbags, right?
Handbags, yeah. We have a Bagolini, which is a nylon bag.
So these are, you're talking about ladies' handbags,
ladies'
right?
Handbags, yeah. Right. Bagolini is a rather popular brand right now with the ladies. They were originally designed by 2 airline stewardesses. So they're very compartmentalized bags. They're very well thought out and very popular.
Jason, you can see that he's showing his age because he said airline stewardesses.
Yeah, I would have said flight attendant.
You would have said flight attendants, yeah. But he and I, we'll say stewardesses. That's how we know them, right?
Yeah. I remember when they wore uniforms with their little hats, too.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And and you could smoke on the plane.
Yes,
that's how old we are.
Yes, you could. Yes.
So,
and the food was much better. You didn't have to pay for
it. There was food.
There was food, exactly.
So this is a very popular brand, handbag brand.
Yes, we also carry the leather bags from Victoria Leather and Osgood Marley. We carry small leather goods for men. We carry quite a selection of men's wallets and passport holders, that type of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
This sounds like a perfect place to go for Christmas because this is the stuff Dad needs and that no one knows what to get Dad.
You know, we also carry leather belts for men. If you have a hard time, I mean, where can you find a belt these days?
So, I know, a good leather belt. A
quality leather belt.
I will be stopping in because I hate buying belts.
Has your waist size changed, Mike? Is that why you hate buying them?
No. As a matter of fact, I just the other day had to make a new notch on this belt. But I find out that what I thought was a leather belt, a new notch in the good way, by the way, I found out that what I thought was a leather belt isn't really leather. It's some kind of composite or something, and they just don't seem to last. So leather belts are a good idea to stop in at Feet First and get yourself a leather belt, a new wallet, passport holders. You have polishes and things like that for shoes?
Oh, absolutely. Polishes, laces, anything anyone needs with regards to shoes, we have. We also have some sheepskin items like steering wheel covers and seatbelt covers, you know, which make a nice little Christmas present for anybody who has a car.
There you go.
So most of us these days.
I think you should change the name of the store from Feet First to Almost Everything. that's a wide variety of things, and that's a good thing. And people can go there for do their holiday shopping. Sounds like you have a very good grasp on what Dad might need.
Well, if they're not sure what he needs, they can always get a gift card. We also sell, used to call them gift certificates, but now they're like little credit cards.
Uh-huh.
They're gift cards.
And that's available in any amount, Jason?
Yes.
So they can buy a $10 one or $20 or $100 or whatever they want.
Exactly.
All right. And you figured that out with the computer somehow, that you don't have to, you know, it just makes it happen.
Yes.
See, in our day, it was, you know, you wrote it out on a piece of paper and signed it.
Well, speaking of computers, it's really changed the way we do business. We actually have something called a shoe club, which is on the computer. People don't need to carry a card with them or anything like that. And when they come in and buy 12 purchases of shoes, then they get the 13th one at half price, which is something we've been doing for many years.
So a family could, is this good for the dad, or is it one person? How does that work, in other words?
Well, the whole family can be on it. They have to determine who gets the half-price one when it comes up.
Right.
But,
okay. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be one person buying 12 pairs of shoes. It could be dad buying for his kids or mom buying for the, you know,
that's
everybody.
Correct.
All right. Well, that's a great deal. So you get that 13th or the baker's dozen item half price.
That's correct.
All right. So there you go. All kinds of things we're finding out. We talked about some of the stuff for holiday, and the one of the things we didn't touch on is that I think most people would presume a shoe store has for holidays and gift giving is slippers, right? You have male and female slippers?
We do. We actually have some great slippers for the holiday, both men and women. Some sheepskin from UGG and Lamo. We have another fleece-lined brand called Acorn.
Now, one of the things that's always bothered me about slippers, you tend to, like when I would get them from my son, you know, for Christmas or something, it was kind of a one-size-fits-all, which didn't do well for me. So do you have slippers that people would fit on people's feet?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have several brands that come sized. We actually carry Haflinger, which is a European brand of boiled wool. Which can be worn inside or outside as a house slipper, or if you want to run out to the mailbox and get your mail. And they come in European sizing, which we're very familiar with since we carry so many European brands. But most of the slippers we carry come in whole sizes.
So in other words, if I take a size 10 shoe, which I do, I can get a slipper that's going to fit that, not something that fits between 7 and 12.
That's correct.
Right. That's the kind of slippers I'm used to. So I've got to go to feet first.
You really should, Mike.
And, you know, I've got to leave Providence and travel all the way to East Greenwich.
Well, it's a funny thing you say that, because most of the people down in the Wakefield area don't like to go above the tower at 138.
There you go.
So they rarely go north of the tower. And if they do, they usually have to pack a lunch. You know?
Yeah, that's kind of a Rhode Island thing. That's why I was making fun of that. But on the slipper issue, so there are sizes that you intrigued me a little bit when you said European sizes. Not a term I'm familiar with. Do they have different sized people in Europe?
Well, no, but the sizing is different. So they go usually from 34 to 50 is the sizing.
Okay, yeah. 34 to 50.
Yeah, actually they do children's as well, which actually starts at 22, I believe. Is that right, Jay? Yeah, so 22 to 50. Of course, a 22 would be for a small child, a toddler.
So
and a 50 would be for a linebacker, you know,
like a size 14 or something.
More like a 17, I think.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of which, sizes, we do carry sizes for women, for children all the way from infants up to a grown child, up to a child 6. Then we start into men's, and we go from 7 to 16. And we also carry them in D's, 2E's, 4E's, 6E's. So we're able to accommodate quite a variety of men's sizes. In women's, we go from 5 to 12, and we carry them narrow, medium, and wide, and extra wide.
Okay.
So if somebody comes in with a difficult-to-fit foot, generally we're able to accommodate them.
And this is pretty much in stock we're talking about, right, Jay? This is not something that has to be special ordered for the most part. The average person can get a pretty good selection from what you have in stock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, having those brands that have that many variety of sizes and widths allows us to fit the foot better, too,
mm-hmm.
and get the appropriate fit.
So if you've had trouble fitting, I know that my wife always has narrow feet and always had trouble in that direction. So that would be, what, a single E? Is that how that works for women?
No, actually, in women's, it would be a double A.
A double A. Yeah. Okay.
Women's go, they go 4A, 2A, B, D, okay. Double E, 4E. We actually carry some women's product in 4E for women that have very wide feet.
Wide feet, all right. So the higher in the alphabet, so the wider the shoe?
Well, they'll come in, if they come in, we'll certainly take care of them. We don't have to
confuse them on the air. We just have to let them know that they can come in and you'll do it.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's all part of the Sit and Fit program.
Well, that's it. We have a very large inventory of footwear, so we can accommodate these people that are outside the norm of average for their needs. Also, we're very willing to special order items for people. We do quite a bit of special order for people.
Now, I have a lot of people that listen to our program that are business people themselves or interested in the business aspect of it, and we've just been talking about, you know, all these different styles you've mentioned, all these different sizes, all these different widths, and I mentioned in stock that's going to be quite an inventory that you're carrying back there.
Yes, it is.
You say that with a smile?
Well, you know, after doing this for 40-plus years, we've a pretty good idea what the consumer's needs are, and we try to keep our inventory as tight as we can, but we also, at the same time, want to have it so that, you know, people walk in, they get what they need. Mm-hmm. And it's part of the game, you know. If you want to be in the game, you need to play right, and we do have the inventory to do that.
Well, that's a good thing, because that allows people to not worry about, oh, I need a pair of shoes, but I know I can't get them for 3 weeks because I'm going to have to special order them or whatever, but they can go to Feet First, and there you are. You have everything they need right there.
Oh, Mike, too, on a special order, it wouldn't take 3 weeks.
Usually, it would not be.
No, it's usually anywhere between 5 and 7 business days.
Oh, okay. So if there was a need for a certain thing that someone had for a special order, you could take care of them almost in a week.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, that's good news, too.
And quite often when they're in the store, we can actually give them a pretty good idea of when it will come in, because we can contact the company that they were special ordering from to determine if they have it in stock and if it's currently available. We have a good idea about shipping times. The only time it gets a little confusing is when there's a lot of volume of shipping going on, like the holiday.
Right.
Or if there's a winter storm. We sometimes... You know, a lot of our product may come from the West Coast, and if there's a storm in Texas
and the product's
coming across in a tractor trailer, then it gets delayed. But it's beyond our ability to control it.
Well, I think what we want to do at this point is just kind of recap for everybody that this is an opportunity. I think for me, I've obviously learned a lot about Feet First, where it's not just shoes, that you have the opportunity for all kinds of things, from wallets to, as you mentioned, the socks and purses and handbags and all kinds of brands of shoes. That's all a good thing. A lot of opportunity. Gift card is a great idea. And Jay, can they just walk right into the counter and take a long process to get a gift card if somebody wants to zip in and do that?
About 3 minutes.
Okay.
It's a pretty quick process.
All right. So they can stop in there and get a gift card, and that will allow you to... let your family or friends take advantage of all the wonderful things at Feet First. I just want to give you both the opportunity to wrap up. We've got another minute or so left. Is there anything you want to add about any family or friends or other employees that you want to mention that are involved there? I know you said you have 9 employees. I'm sure they've all been around for a while and all talented and experienced.
Yeah, well, the longest employee has been there about 30 years. So
really?
Yeah.
That's a long time. So that's a good thing. Well, Ken, I want to thank you and Jason for both coming in today and letting our audience know about Feet First, because I'm sure they all learned a lot also. They might not have known if they haven't been there. But I encourage you as a listener to get out and patronize the people that advertise on our station. And Feet First has been doing that for a while now. And that's how you get your classical music, by patronizing stores like this and helping Ken and Jason with their inventory and keeping it in the right place. So thank you both. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Mike.
Great to have you, and thanks, Ken.
Well, thank you, Mike.
It's good to have you here, and we look forward to seeing you as you regularly come in to do commercials, and always a pleasure to see you.
Same with you.
All right. We'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song.